if you have one, what is your YouTube hot take? Or like, my hear YouTube me out. Hot take? You either get in and it's like, oh my God, I got into Rising, or you don't get in and your life hasn't changed.
That was me for the longest time, which is Burst. And then it became Burst SMG. The SMG actually stood for Super Mario Galaxy. Don't ask why. I do have a couple secrets about that Melon video. A couple things I didn't tell anyone before.
What a podcast.
Do you want me to just tell you? You just want me to tell you straight up what happened?
Wait, can I keep in the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh my God, lore. Yes, please. All right, lads, welcome back to Midweek MC, the part of the podcast where I sit down with an amazing guest every single week. And AJ sadly couldn't make three in a row. His life has been a little bit busy right now, so he wasn't able to show up today. However, was sitting in the Twitter announcement because he let me know while I was in Germany. So as I was about to board the plane, the Twitter announcement went out, couldn't change it. But it's fine, because it doesn't matter. Like I said, I'm not just going to be yapping away to myself today. I am joined with someone very, very cool. They go by Bursty Plays.
Got the new at there.
I know. When did you change it?
Well, I didn't really change it as much as I just had to make a new channel. It's a long, long story as to why I made a new account, but I kind of just wanted to start fresh. Bursty was obviously taken. I don't know who the hell took that one, but I have a new one because that darn Bursty won't give me the at.
Double S and all.
Yeah. See, I've been trying to talk to her in the mirror to try and get her to give it back to me, but she just won't listen.
Could beat her up.
I do every night. Whoosh, whoosh. Ow!
I can't wait. There's Burst 2. So at least you have that.
There's also Burst 2. Yeah.
That's
Burst
you.
2 is a bit of a scoundrel.
What's up with it?
That's also me.
I know it's
all me.
Do you actually not have the name Burst? Oh, wait. Where is
I
the
do
Bursty
have the name
channel?
Bursty.
Yeah, but I can't find it. Where is the Bursty channel?
It's at Bursty.
I know, but when it just shows up Bursty Plays only, it doesn't show at Burst.
Really?
Oh, Bursty Old. There we go.
Yep, that's the one.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
Why did you not just use this channel anymore?
That channel kind of died out. I don't know what happened, but I had that channel before pretty much anything Minecraft related. I was like, back in 2016, I was making the most random content. I basically ruined the idea of what my channel was. There was literally like no continuity when it came to what I uploaded for like, until like maybe the last 2 years of that channel were me actually being consistent with Minecraft. And everything before then was just complete randomness. And I was hoping to just kind of, with the YouTube algorithm at the time, I was basically just like, why don't I just start over on an exclusively Minecraft channel, see if it does a little bit better, and it pretty much immediately started doing way better, so I'm happy with that.
Oh, Insane Orbits. It's kind of the same thing with me. I have the channel Insane Orbits that has like 30,000 subscribers, but it's just dead in the water. I don't really care too much about it anymore, so I put all my effort into Inside MC.
There you go.
So,
it's actually a really cool concept. I think I remember commenting on it when I found out about the channel. I was like, this is a very interesting and cool idea for a YouTube channel. At that point in my head, I was like, I kind of want to get an interview.
Now look, you're here today.
Yeah, here I am.
Before we carry on yapping, just to keep a little bit of consistency, then we can just go into our general talk here. I was like to give the intro for people to let the people know who you are. So who are you? What do you do? If you have a fun fact about yourself for us today. Or fun fact in general, don't even have to be about you.
Hey guys, I'm Bursty. I make Minecraft videos. Also breathe oxygen and typically exhale carbon dioxide. I also have a secret SoundCloud where I upload music, but you'll never find it.
Is it famous?
No.
Is it public?
Definitely not. Oh yeah, it's definitely public.
Oh. If someone heard your voice, would they know it's you?
If they heard the voice in the SoundCloud, they'd know it's me. Yeah.
Oh. This is your goal now, to a hunt to find Bursty SoundCloud and then comment it below.
I'm not too hidden about it, but typically people don't go looking for it, so they just never find it. But it's not that hard to find.
And now we're starting a search, a hunt for it. So
I'm starting the hunt right now. Find my pages. The One Piece is real.
Okay. All right. I'm guessing you watch anime then.
I watched the Netflix One Piece. That was really cool.
I don't watch anime. I'm already a fan of it.
Ah, that's fair.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Before we carry on talking about you, though, I think we should boost my ego a little bit more. So you mentioned how you wanted to come on the podcast for a while. I'm curious. How did you find out about Inside MC? I never really ask anyone about this. Because most of the times, I'm just reaching out to them for the first time. If you don't remember, obviously, that's fine.
That's a good question. Let me double check. I need to sort by oldest and figure out which one that... The first one that I watched, I think, was also the earliest one that I watched.
I know I reached out to you on Twitter. And I said, like, because you followed the account. So this is what I typically do. And when someone follows, I reach out to them and go, yo, would you like to come on?
Ooh, I think it might have been the Do All Minecraft SMP Creators Think the Same video. I'm not quite sure,
though. Oh, okay. Yeah, that did really, really well as well.
That one was a cool video. There was also... I gotta scroll down a little bit more. Was it the... Yeah, it was RecRap 2 addressing the Gyat allegations one as well. That was a pretty cool one. Oh, yeah. The first one that I commented on was the RecRap 2 Gyat allegations video.
What did you even I think that was...
Said, dude, your videos feel like the Colin and Samir of Minecraft. Not gonna lie. Kind of love it. Would love to see you lean into that and make really cool creator interviews. There you go. Now you're interviewing me.
Oh my god, wait, hold on. I can't remember that bloody comment. I'm so sorry. When was the RecRap podcast? Was that a long time ago? Oh my god, RecRap 2 was a while ago already. What the heck? Give me 1 second. I need to find it now. It wasn't before I'm Venom. I can't find RecRap. Oh, there it is. That was on the 28th of June. That was 2 months ago already. Oh my goodness gracious, it is. Holy. Where's your comment? Oh yeah. So what did you mean by that when you said about the whole lean into that and make some cool creator interviews? I'm curious now why you're here.
Find a good concept from the interview to kind of like weave a story out of, you know? Just like, so like at the beginning, kind of like tease a certain topic or a certain like burning question that you have for the creator.
The allegations.
And use that as like, yeah, exactly. And use that as like kind of like the basis for the beginning of the video. Make it super dramatic. Like, I don't know. That's the first thing I could think.
Well, here's the teaser that we're going to be talking about later on is we're going to address you farming 100 million melons. But stick around because that'll come later in the podcast. There you go. That's my best attempt at that.
Hey, nice one. You're getting there.
No, in all seriousness, though, and this hasn't been announced publicly and won't be announced publicly until after. So if you're listening to this podcast, you get the sneak peek. You're actually one of the final, like one of the few final midweek MC guests. Because in September, Midweek MC would have been a year old. I would have been uploading two podcasts a week for an entire year, minus 1 week. And with the editing and cutting down and stuff, it's getting a little bit tiring, especially now the Rising is happening. I'm trying to do coverage on that. So I want to kind of hunker down and focus more on like the basic videos. So for anyone listening to this and for yourself, this is going to be one of the final Midweek MCs. Not forever, but for a while. More to come announcing that, so.
Okay, Tom Scott, you pack it up.
What do you mean? What?
Oh, Tom Scott, like, soft quit, Things You Might Not Know series, I think. He was like, it's not, like, over. I'm just not going to be uploading as much.
Well, I mean, Inside MC is still going to stick around. The podcast is still going to be a week, every single week. It's just, it's getting a bit too tiring, because I manage everything on my own. The editing, the guests, the recordings.
Oh, dude.
It's getting a little bit tiring now, having to record two podcasts a week and edit them. Like, I enjoy it, I love it, but I ain't got the time of work and holidays and stuff, so.
You need a manager to, like, do stuff for you.
Oh, no, I go it myself. I'm the goat. I just, like, you know.
You stick yourself in the cloning machine. Another you pops out and is like, all right, boss, what do I do? And you're like, all right, you're gonna find guests. You're never gonna be the person behind the microphone. You're just gonna find guests for me. And you're just like the clone of you is just like, oh.
Well, to be fair, guests nowadays kind of unironically come to me, and by that I mean they follow me on Twitter and I message them exactly like I did for you.
Yeah,
this was on July 23rd. I messaged you about coming on the podcast.
Yeah,
so, and you said you have a job interview
now,
in a few minutes.
About a month. Oh yeah, no, that didn't pan out.
Are you still searching?
Huh?
Are you still searching for a job?
No.
I'm not moving.
I'm not moving to that city that I was applying for jobs in anymore anyway. So things are changed.
Let's talk a little bit about you then. We've done boosting my ego. It's time to learn more about you. All right.
Let's talk about my ego.
Exactly. So first things first, obviously we mentioned it at the start there about the old channel being just Bursty. Question then. Firstly, do you still have access to that account?
Oh yeah, no, I can just switch to it at any point.
So why not just rename that and then rename Bursty Plays to Bursty?
Because at this point, it would just be way too confusing to change all the links back.
True. Yeah, you have it all set up for Bursty Players.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if YouTube's just like, if I change @Bursty to like @Bursty old, and then I try and change @Bursty Plays to @Bursty, YouTube will be like, actually, you need to wait 6 months to do that. I don't know like what the rules are behind that, but I'm just not wanting to hit a visible wall like that. Then in that time, someone else somehow ends up snagging Bursty, and then I'm in a nightmare where I don't have @Bursty. Ah, terrifying.
Bursty Plays isn't that bad anyway, so it works out.
Yeah.
We kind of mentioned at the start that you made the change because, like, Bursty, you weren't really sure what to do with it and stuff like that. Was that also just a case of you realizing that once you kind of grow to a channel to a certain degree and you kind of stop and then you restart, it's a lot harder to grow? For instance, like, with Insane Orbits, I don't plan to ever bring it back. I plan to start doing, like, commentaries and stuff before Inside MC because I don't know how to explain it. Inside MC feels like it's been blessed a bunch by the algorithm. Like, the videos do really, really well for views, like 6K, 7K for two... 1,000 subscriber channel. And if I uploaded these exact same videos on Insane Orbits, I'd get about like 1,000 views. So is it that kind of idea as well?
I will say, I didn't really change the genre of my videos. I just switched the channel that I upload the videos to, whereas you make a completely new form video. So it's quite a novel thing, and that's the sort of thing that does need to be relegated to a new channel. So yeah, like, of course, like, the channel that you'd established for non-podcast related things would have a lot more views on something non-podcast, but if you try to upload podcasts to it, it just wouldn't work out. It's just like, it's a different sub-niche of video.
No, but what I mean is I took a big break, like, of a few months on Insane Orbits, and when I tried to come back and do videos, like, I tried doing Java content, which was the exact same idea, but just on Java, and it just didn't do well at all. That's why I'm asking, did you swap because it had been too long since you uploaded, and you realized that, like, it's a lot tougher to bring an old channel back as opposed to just make a new one?
It is difficult to bring an old channel back to life, but it specifically is when the old channel, like, I think, like, 50% of my subscribers were, like, SMP viewers. And when I stopped making SMP content and started making, like, kind of just general Minecraft content, I think that's when the downturn started to happen.
Okay. And then now you don't. I mean, to be fair, you do, like, kind of do SMP content. At least you, like, your titles and thumbnails feel like you're about to make an SMP video. Well, some of them.
It's kind of hard to explain. Would you consider, like, let's say RecRap pre-rejoining Lifesteal, would you consider that SMP content still, even though it's nothing to do with SMPs? Or is it just like kind of like, is it a third thing that we don't have a name for yet?
It's kind of that, like, associated with an SMP but not like an SMP.
Yeah, but like, it's something, it's like variety content but in Minecraft, right? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, like, you're not doing like a specific niche. You're doing, I mean, it's kind of, I know, like, my best way of relating to things is talking about Inside MC, because it's all I've really got right now. It's kind of like how I plan to do commentaries a little bit. Like, I have the base interview stuff, but it's a bit of variety of, like, the commentaries. Whereas you want to make, like, for instance, you've done the farming 100 million melons, you did an application video, you did a game show video, you did playing Minecraft on a plane, you have done an SMP video at one point, I believe, then the beating Minecraft. So you've done, like, a bunch of different content. So yeah, you're right. I think you're doing a very good job of doing variety in Minecraft right now.
Yeah. And honestly, it's been kind of working for me because people aren't, you know, expecting a specific type of video when they click in. They're just expecting me to be doing something. And I think that's, like, the mindset shift that was the most important for me in figuring out what I wanted to do in my, like, my future content. Because now I don't feel as overburdened with the idea of, oh, this idea has to be on an SMP. Like, I have to be in an SMP to make videos. So that was the issue I was struggling with on my old channel, was I had to be in an SMP in order to make content that people would want to watch. And especially considering the first few SMP videos I'd made back in the day were, like, mostly faked content, like, in the sense that I don't think there was a heck of a lot of non-scripted things going on. There was a little bit, but it was, like, it was barely enough to consider, like, having it. It's not as organic as, say, like, a lot of the Lifesteal content is, and I know a lot of the Lifesteal content is probably also slightly scripted, but, like, it was, like, a little too scripted, if you know what I mean. It was starting to breach on roleplay, and that was, like, about a
year content.
And a half.
I can't believe it. I thought they were all real.
It wasn't.
I'm so disappointed.
Newer,
I can't believe
it. It wasn't
you
the
lied.
Newer stuff. I would say the one that was the most scripted was the trying to steal a Minecraft sword video. That old one on my old channel. That was probably my most scripted video of all of them. And I felt really bad about it because I was like, this isn't the kind of content I like making. I was making it for, I don't know, the group I was in, they were really pushy on the kind of content they wanted you to make. So they very much influenced what I was doing. And they kind of, they forced me to conform to their little bubble of content. And I think that's what ended up kind of breaking me for a little bit and breaking my understanding of what good content was. Because I was basically just seeking their approval instead of seeking the approval of my viewers, which was really unhealthy. And now they've gone on to kind of switch off to non-SMP things too. I mean, a couple of them have completely rebranded. A couple of them still make SMP content, but they just seem very low. I don't know.
That's why I think I took the route of, like, Inside MC. For instance, like, when I was making Hive Bedrock Edition content, the community was so small, so we were all giving each other advice, which was fine. But then I'd, like, run by title or thumbnail through someone, and they'd be like, that isn't good, I'd do this instead. And, like, I know deep down that my idea is good, but because this person had more subscribers than me, I'd kind of trick myself into believing I should listen to them instead. Nowadays, I'm just, yeah, like, I'm at a point where I want to grow, but also I'm not doing the most optimized ways. I'm not doing the perfect strategy because I just want to be me. So I think you've kind of gone down the same route of you just do content that you enjoy and you're building a personality as opposed to just content. So people are going to like to watch you for you. And I mean, you even hit a milestone today. You hit 10,000 subscribers. Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you.
How good has the growth been lately? Because obviously your oldest video on this channel came 9 months ago. I feel like you've done quite rapid growth in recent like months, right?
Yeah. I mean, first time around that I got 10,000 subscribers, it took me like 4 years. This time it took me 9 months. So I feel like I'm doing something right.
How do you feel about the growth at the moment? Because you can be grateful for 10,000 subscribers, but you can still want more. So it's like, are you satisfied with how fast you're growing right now? Or do you think you can be going a bit faster?
I mean, I kind of just want my videos to start consistently doing as well as the melon video. I know that's an unrealistic expectation considering the fact that that was a huge outlier video. And also, it mostly had to do with a topic that revolved around Recrap and his melon adventures. So that kind of gives you the false perception that the video is like an extremely good performer. But most people probably saw it as like kind of an offshoot of a Recrap video as opposed to a me video, you know? I kind of have to work myself up to that point as well. I mean, I took him a while too, so I'm not hurting to get up to the level of a big YouTuber immediately in terms of subscribers and average view count, but like, I know I'm capable of doing it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, like, you know you're going in you. I mean, I've always said this before as well. The viewer counts don't always determine how good your content is. Like, you can make the most amazing videos.
GOTUS videos, Bitzel videos, who's that other guy?
Inside MC videos.
That's true. Also, Swag Meal. Like three examples of channels that make insanely cool content, but they don't get the views that they deserve for the original content they produce. I mean, have you seen the White Eyes, like the Herobrine video?
I haven't, sadly, no.
I'll have to link that.
But that kind of sums it up perfectly there. So you think that's an amazing video, but I haven't even heard of it. It's exactly. A perfect example. I think the issue of YouTube nowadays is like there's a few things. Firstly, I always have my watch history off. I don't really like saving my history anywhere. I don't ever search anything dodgy. I'm just not a fan of it. There's something about it. Like people don't like certain things for weird reasons. This is it. But
fair enough.
With having my history turned off, it means I no longer have a homepage. It takes away your homepage if you turn history off, because apparently it can't recommend you stuff. But then if you go onto incognito and go onto YouTube while not being logged in, you have a homepage. Doesn't make much sense. Oh well, it's fine, whatever. But like with that, it means I can't find new content. But also, YouTube has become such a like optimization game. You have to do the perfect thumbnail, you have to do the perfect title, you have to do perfect video. And because of that, a lot of people don't make the content they enjoy anymore. And you have to be like a very special kind of brain to be able to do content that you enjoy and firm it not doing amazing. For instance, like you, I think you're a perfect example of that. You make really, really good content. It doesn't do outstanding, but it's content you enjoy, which helps you carry on going as opposed to do. Because I reckon next week you could turn around and make the most optimized video, the most perfect video, and it do really, really, really well for views. And then you probably wouldn't enjoy it, is the issue.
I don't know if such a thing exists. I think, I don't know, people are really undervaluing genuineness nowadays. I think one of the main things now in regards to Minecraft content, and especially it's content on YouTube in general, we're seeing a resurgence in kind of disdain for over-edited videos and a newfound appreciation for videos that kind of go beyond what a typical YouTube video would do. And actively like looking for those and then commenting on them saying, this kind of breaks the mold for what a typical video in this genre is. And I really love it. And I don't know, I think being genuine is the new quote unquote optimized thing to do. It doesn't sound good saying it like that, but I don't think quote unquote optimized content really exists anymore in the form that you think it does. There are definitely like, I think the shorts algorithm, I think you could game that into getting you a bunch of views if you just like upload clips of like people almost getting hit by cars and then some Good Samaritan saving them or whatever. But that's like, it's just like the kind of content that like any random person who clicked on YouTube and then clicked on shorts would end up seeing and being like, huh, this is interesting. But that's like Facebook mom content. If we're trying to like appeal to like a niche like Minecraft, you really have to go past just the slop content now. It's not really a thing that exists anymore. I mean, a lot of the videos that are doing really well now, I mean, Barrett uploaded that one prison video and it has like 5 million views now, right? And it's like almost 4 hours long. So like there's a different approach for everyone. And even if there's a video that you think won't do well, sometimes it'll just become one of the most popular videos on YouTube. And you're like, how did this happen?
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it just depends on who you speak to. Like, I talk to two different creators every single week. You could turn around and have that opinion and someone else has a different opinion. It really just depends on how you view YouTube. And I'm not saying anyone, no one's right and no one's wrong. It's purely just how you've seen it.
Yeah. It also depends on like what videos you enjoy watching as well, because you're going to like instinctively replicate the videos that you like watching in certain facets of it. Even if you're a big creator and you already have it down pat and you're already like figured out, if you like watch a video that inspires you, you're gonna kind of base your video off of it, like even subconsciously.
Which is really ironic because I actually don't watch any like Jubilee content or anything like that, which is so strange.
Yeah.
But then I make videos around it.
I did watch one Jubilee video recently. It was the Natty or Not video, but I only clicked it because I saw Lean Beef Patty in it, and I love Lean Beef Patty.
Honestly.
But fair. That's pretty much it.
I started the podcast channel because I listened to the Jackmate Happy Hour when I was at my warehouse job, and I just absolutely loved the idea because I've always liked talking, in case that's not obvious already.
I didn't know that actually.
The podcasts are normally like an hour on average for every single person, and most of it is just me waffling about myself, but you know, it's fine. I get to talk to someone new every single week, so
hey, fair enough. It's funny. I mean, getting differing viewpoints and then averaging them out is pretty much the quickest way to get a pretty solid viewpoint on things.
What is your, like, if you have one, what is your YouTube hot take? Or like,
my
hear
YouTube
me
hot
out
take?
If you have one,
you know how they've decreased the size of the play button. you know where this is going.
I don't think this is a hot take, but go on. Oh wait, no, it might be actually. Go on.
I don't think it's the fault of shorts content. I think it's the fault of kids creators.
Oh, that is a hot take. Okay. Oh, why?
Because if you look at like all the offshoots of like channels, like all that stuff's been popping up, it's so easy for them to just make content that kids will just sit there watching them play whoever, whatever. I mean, I've worked for a couple of kids creators. It never really lasted and never really worked out. But like having that kind of inside perspective of like the methodology they use to approach content, they're the most robotic people you will ever meet. They're the most business oriented people you will ever meet. They end up putting on this mask during video recordings. It's almost creepy how quickly they switch between an adult and someone who's appealing to kids. It's actually genuinely terrifying. And I know like they get money from it. It works for them. It gives them a livelihood, but it's just crazy how easily they're able to get the views and subs off of that. There's probably hundreds of those channels now that YouTube's sending out awards to every like few weeks, that it's just like there's definitely a surplus of channels now that have over 1 million subscribers or over 100,000 subscribers that YouTube just now has to churn out creator awards to send to people, especially as like more and more people start making YouTube channels. That number keeps approaching its theoretical plateau point. So let's say all 7 billion people in the world have a YouTube account. I know, very unlikely. But once all 7 billion people have a YouTube channel, or not a YouTube channel, but a YouTube account, a certain percentage of those people are guaranteed to have a channel. And a certain percentage of those people are guaranteed to have channels that do well, like channels that are over 100,000 or up to 1 million subscribers. At that point, they've reached their theoretical maximum amount of creator awards they can give out. But we're not nearly at that point yet. And we're starting to see that like that curve go up, the amount of channels that are blowing up because the amount of people that watch YouTube is increasing dramatically and exponentially. So it's just like, when is that gonna like level off? Is it gonna level off? I don't know. Is the population gonna keep growing? And then everyone who gets like is born is gonna start watching YouTube too? I don't know.
Let me take your point and question a certain, or like I'll give another viewpoint on it.
Fair enough.
Could it be joint between shorts and kids creators? You said it's not shorts, it's more kids content. But instead of looking at it like that, can it be a mixture of both instead?
Well, I think YouTube's bringing the concept of shorts more closer in line with what long-form creators do now. The point where a lot of creators both produce shorts and long-form content, so it's kind of hard to lump them into either. I mean, there's a lot of like the big IRL kind of variety creators that take their video concepts and then turn them into shorts. Or with like say like Arak or Ryan Trahan, they have an idea that has nothing to do with their long-form videos. They make a little short story that they stick into a short, then link it to a longer video or something along those lines. I wouldn't consider those necessarily shorts creator shorts. Those are kind of complementary to long-form content. It's really hard to really say shorts creators are causing a problem when I barely, if anything, actually see shorts creators nowadays that have more than 1 million subscribers, unless they're like a couple of like the big ones. There's like that Carter PCs guy, or like that guy that like eats food in Japan. There's a smaller amount of people who are fully and wholly dedicated to shorts that have over a million subscribers, as opposed to, like, let's say a channel with 30,000 subscribers publishes like an edit of someone security camera footage, right? And that gets like billions of views, but they only have like 50,000 subscribers. So it's a really weird like thing to wrap your head around, as opposed to like with long form creators, you know which ones are doing good. And I'm gonna be honest, long form is still like the dominating form of content on YouTube, at least in my opinion. Like 99% of the content that does well nowadays is still people who primarily post long videos, and I don't think that's really gonna change. I don't know,
I have like a weird, maybe like weird bias, I guess, in a sense. So for instance, yeah, I've had Animal Mace and I've had Cameron.
You are right. Like, shorts content still produces a heck of a lot of people who get over a million subs. I'm just curious if there's kind of an underside of YouTube where many people aren't even able to find in like the search bar that still like get tons of views and subscribers, especially kind of from the kids niche. There's like, it's kind of hard to make an account and be like, ah, I'm going to tailor my view, like the videos I watch as if I was a kid watching YouTube videos. It's really hard to replicate that because it's a really organic thing the kids like watch. They put on a video. It's really hard to actually also understand what makes a kid uninterested in a video. You kind of just have to guesstimate.
What I was going to say is, like, I've had Animal Mace and I've had Kaman 18 on podcasts. And both people, put a good amount of effort into their shorts. Like, Kaman does, like, daily. Yeah. Animal Mace does animations. But I saw, and I won't say the name specifically because I don't want to call anyone out, but I'm going to call them out without naming them. If you find it, you find it. I didn't say their name. But there was a fellow on Twitter, I saw them last week, complaining about how they had 100,000 subscribers but weren't eligible for a silver play button.
Okay.
Their account was made 4 days ago. And it has made the most optimized shorts possible, got 1,000 subscribers, and then started complaining. And then apparently YouTube turned around and went, oh, our bad. Yeah, we'll give you a silver play button. So after 4 days of uploading like the most optimized shorts, got a silver play button. And that's what I mean. Like, that's just mental that someone can just make. I mean, like, I guess it's a case of, oh, if you really wanted to, you'd do it. But I mean, I don't know, man. I did it on TikTok once, like 2 years ago during COVID. On the Hive server, there's like a few TikTok ranks. We're like, oh, TikTok's so hard, blah, blah, blah. All right, let's test something. So I made a TikTok account called Hive TikToker. It's now been renamed to Instant Orbit, so it doesn't get like uploaded on. And I uploaded like 4 TikToks. 2 of them got 500,000 views just because I made the most optimized TikToks at the time. And it's just like, I was talking to a good friend of mine. He's another creator. We were just having like this really deep conversation the other day. And something we were saying, or something that we said, is like, oh, I said was, with content, I feel like I could very easily turn around and upload a bunch of shorts on Inside MC, the most optimized shorts, and get 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. I think I could do that. If I talked to 2 of the right people, they gave me the perfect advice, I could do it. But also, I've tried it before and I can't stay consistent with it because it feels too easy. And I hate growing in it. And it's no call out to shorts creators.
Yeah,
like I
said,
Catman and Animal Mace, they put a bunch of effort into their shorts, so like there's certain creators I'm not calling out here, but I know I could do it. And I just sit there and I'm just like, this is so boring, and it really kills my grind sex. It's just like, I don't want to get a silver play button if it's just going to be that way. I want to get a silver play button on Inside MC and know I uploaded, or I went through the rough times, or I uploaded the videos that I enjoyed doing, although they're not doing amazing, that one day they eventually will. And like that's what I was more getting as I think, like, it was that perfect example of that dude making a channel one and 4 days later already meeting the requirements. It's just like, okay. That was my take. So
yeah, I mean, you are right. I don't think it's just one or the other. There's definitely like a mixture. Plus, a lot of shorts creators do put a heck of a lot of like effort into their content. And there's a reason I do watch shorts when I'm bored, because they do make good stuff. I mean, I don't often get Minecraft shorts recommended to me, but I'm sure there's a lot of Minecraft creators that make some really cool shorts.
Loads, yeah.
Besides Cammon and Animal Mace, of course.
They were just good examples they've been on the podcast.
There's a heck of a lot of good stuff that's out there. Especially like there's a couple shorts where I've sat there and been like, I want to send this to my friends. It's actually genuinely like a really cool video. But I don't know if they're necessarily the problem. I think it's really just the churning out of clips.
I don't think they're the problem. I think they're just part of the problem.
Yeah, it's the churning out of clips, whether it be on long form or short form, and just content that isn't necessarily of substance, if that makes sense. There's like a lot of content that has no substance whatsoever.
Okay, yeah.
And it just kind of like plays in the background, someone's TV. That's the sort of thing that causes a massive inflation of subscribers and viewer, like a lot of subscribers, and just having those awards being sent out. It's not really a spam thing as much as it, man, I can't talk today. It's not as much of a spam situation as it is just kind of an overflowing of content that people will immediately forget about. Very, like, forgettable stuff.
Well,
I mean, like, 60% of the content you see on the internet nowadays, you're immediately going to forget because it's not going to leave a lasting impression on you.
Well, Inside MC, for example, uploads shorts. Every single day we haven't uploaded a podcast or a video, a short gets uploaded instead. It's literally just a clip taken from the podcast, slapped into short form and uploaded. It's nothing crazy, and they don't do crazy for views, but, like, we're not purposely doing it for views. You just have Giancana, like, edit the clip up, subtitles to it, add a title, and it just gets uploaded to YouTube and TikTok. Like, if you go onto Inside MC right now and go to the Shorts tab, it's just a bunch of, like, just mini clips of people talking. It's nothing crazy, but that's just what
we do.
Yeah,
no, that's cool. I think that's chill.
So
I don't see, like, I think just, like, clips of your own content doesn't really count, is what I mean. I just mean, like, let's say you see something on Twitter or Reddit or whatever, or, like, you see on, like, r/ people going insane or whatever that subreddit is of, like, people, like, being crazy in public, and you take that and you're like, oh, I should upload this as a YouTube short with captions on it. That's definitely, like, a just, like, copy pasting a clip.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Whereas these actually, and I didn't realize these shorts do quite well. They get, like, a decent amount of views, like 600 plus on most of them. These are actually doing all right. I didn't realize. Cool.
Yeah, it's a really good, especially if you link the video that it's from on the short itself. It's a good way to kind of get people to go to your video. I don't necessarily do that because it's not the kind of content I make, but I definitely see the pros and cons of it.
But I don't do it for the normal, in quotation marks, normal videos. I did it for one of normal videos where they predicted who was in MCC or, like, MCC. But other than that, I just do it for the podcast pretty much.
MCC.
Oh. You applied, didn't you, for Rising?
I did, yeah. Oh my gosh. I never got an email back. Everyone was like, oh, there's no way you're not gonna get accepted to MCCR. And then I didn't get an email. I don't know. I'm not as disappointed as I would have been, say, like, a couple years ago, back when I had, like, really high hopes for myself. And I would have, like, had a kind of, like, a big moment just, like, thinking about, like, oh, is this really what I want to be doing? I don't even care anymore. I'm just chilling.
I have noticed something, and it doesn't really apply to your team. Every single team, and it's not a bad thing, I think it's quite great, not a single team out of the 12 are event players. You, Prince Zam and Ashrag are quote-unquote event players, but they're more SMP. Like, this, I made a meme. I'll send it to you. I'm not posting it because I don't want it to come off as, like, me being negative. I just said it to some friends because I thought it was funny. But
Do you think event players is, like, is it, like, someone who specifically plays in events?
Yeah, so, for instance, I SMP creators, which is, the meme, I'm not going to show it on the screen. You can see it there, Bursty. Is, like, this MCC Rising is specifically SMP creators, artists, and Bedrock teams, which I won't talk to. I mean, I'll talk about Slater's team because that team's amazing. The other one, however, I'm not going to touch on because I don't want to. But, like, it's mainly, like, SMP creators and artists. But when it comes to event players, quote-unquote, it's, like, people who play in, like, Mayhem or Mania or Crown Quest or whatever. Like, for instance, my team isn't really an event team, but we mentioned about events. But most of the teams in MCC Rising have never really played in another event. The mini-game ones, specifically.
Yeah. So, like, I think that's not, like, necessarily a bad thing. I think that's just they were wanting to go for.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it was a popular observation. I didn't say it was a negative one.
I think, I don't know, is the idea of, like, event players, is that kind of like a Fire Breath Man type scenario where it's someone who, like, is really good at playing events and wins them a lot? Is that the kind of, is that what an event player is? Or is it just someone who, like, makes videos about events? Or, like,
yeah, someone who every time there's an event announcement, they're on every single theme. An event player.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing that they're not constantly getting invited just because they've been in other events.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's a really good way to, like, have fresh faces, especially when if a majority of them have not played in an event before, you're gonna have no idea. I think that's the one thing that's wrong with, like, the MCC community of, like, the MCC fandom, is that people get tier listed way too quickly and, like, looked down upon because of their game skills in, like, previous events and stuff like that. Then people are like, oh, this person would never do well in this event or whatever, and it's like trying to make up, like, sports stats about people. In reality, I don't see MCC as an esport. I don't see it as, like, a viable esport. I just see it as entertainment.
I see it as a possible esport. It's not what I'm going for, but it can be.
If it wanted to be an esport, it would cater itself towards the best of the best.
Yeah.
It caters itself towards making entertaining minigames. And I think that's the hurdle it would have to overcome. Be an actual esport would be having very balanced, organized events, like, and specific modes, like in other games, like, say, like Overwatch or Valorant or CSGO, where it's the same scenario every time and they have to memorize every bit about the map and they have to practice for like and no life the game for however long in order to figure out every little spot in the map, stuff like that. MCC doesn't really give an opportunity for that. They do have practice levels, like some of the different like modes, but they're never identical. They're just for practice on like getting your bearings and how the different mechanics work. Especially like, I don't know, it just doesn't come off as an esport to me because it doesn't have, it's way too locked down to be an esport, if that makes sense. You can't like play half of the MCC minigames on your own. And I think that's like one of the things that separates it. Cause like all esports, you could just download and start playing immediately. Whereas MCC, if you try and recreate their games, they come after you and try and take down your recreation of it, or they just like, I don't know. Again, it's essentially, if you consider like a game that you could play at any time open source, MCC is like closed source.
What I was saying was like, as well though, is with like kind of linking it back to the Rising quickly, is for instance like I'm not saying it's a bad thing that like it's only SMP creators and artists. Like absolutely, the teams are absolutely amazing, and I'm actually doing like an MCC video on it, and I've reached out to a bunch of the teams, and recording times are very fun. One of them, I'm going on holiday on Tuesday and then have to stay up till 1 a.m. on Wednesday before I go to work just to record one because that's the only time the team is free. That's fun times.
Oh my gosh.
But with like, well, the more observation was that like, it's very interesting that a bunch of event players applied, and it's almost like we were, I mean, I'm not really an event player, so I don't know why I'm saying we, but it's more so like the event players who applied, it's almost like they were guaranteed to be on the bench. Like, it's just interesting to say like, to think that they applied and almost didn't stand a chance whatsoever. But it's also like, I mean, you know, I made the tweets about it. I did, so I've made the exact same tweet all 3 years for MCC Rising. I've just copy pasted it. And this year it came out on Inside MC because that gets way more traction on Twitter than Instant Orbits. Basically just saying like, at the end of the day, if you applied to Rising, you either get in and it's like, oh my god, I got into Rising, or you don't get in and your life hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So with Inside MC, we plan to do a bunch of coverage, which is fun.
That's cool.
Do you play in any other events then? Or like, are you looking to play in any other events?
I don't really see events as like a main thing in the content I'm trying to make or the career I'm trying to have. So I don't really make a big deal about getting into events unless it's one that I'm really already interested in, like MCC. Something along those lines. Like, I'll actively seek them out. Unless it's like a super cool event that I'm invited to and I check it out and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I typically don't join events. I've gotten invited to a couple small events, but it just doesn't vibe with me.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you got invited to one and you were interested, you say yes.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a big time investment for something.
Exactly, especially if you don't stream or anything as well.
Yeah, especially like, I would rather work on a cool video idea than do an event like 99% of the time because I have more control over it, you know?
Yes, sir. Okay. That's understandable. One question that I didn't ask at the start of the podcast, so we're going to kind of loop around. This podcast has kind of been all over. It's nice. I think it's a nice switch up as opposed to doing an interview. We've just talked about content creation as a whole. Sometimes do these. And I sometimes do these with specific people, and it feels like the right person. So
I've probably said some hot takes that, like, I'm going to friggin' like, back and be like, wow, I should have taken a slightly milder position on this.
But I don't think, no, but like, that's why I pride myself with Inside MC as well, as like linking back to the whole doing content you enjoy. I like to be very real. I like to be very open and honest. So like, I'd rather you turn around and go, this is how I feel. And like, at the end of the day, right, and this is the saying I have, right? If we make a statement about something we're not very fond of, and you're sitting here listening and you think, damn, they're digging me out, that's not our problem. We haven't said it for you. For instance, when I was talking about the shorts thing, I mentioned names who I think are great. I never mentioned any names I don't think are great. If you're sitting there thinking that I'm talking about you, that's your problem. I didn't say it was you. And that's the way I see it. So when you make a hot take, right, you're not saying anyone in specific, you're saying it as a whole. So if someone's sitting here thinking it's about them, that's not your problem. You're allowed to have your opinion.
I'll be real, it's most likely not any of the people who are watching. There's like a very small subset of people who I genuinely have an issue with. 99% of the people I chill with every day don't have, despite the fact that they have differing kind of viewpoints on content and how they make content and how they approach just their everyday lives and careers, I don't have any problems with them whatsoever. And I think coexisting alongside them, completely okay.
I saw that apparently, like with the podcast, I was like, to someone who's quite clued up on content. Apparently, like, although I think in my head it's a lot of listeners, there is a good amount of listeners. Apparently, these podcasts have a lot of creator listeners. Obviously, I don't have any proof of that. I've just been told that apparently they're really, like, good for that, I guess. I don't know.
Fair enough. I mean, I think a lot of creator podcasts, especially when you're, like, talking to creators about content, it's going to draw people who want to be creators or who are creators more than you'd be drawing the audience. If you want to draw the audience, you'd talk almost exclusively about personality-related stuff. You'd be like, oh, what's your favorite place to like ice? You like ice cream. I love ice cream. Where is your favorite ice cream? My favorite ice cream. I like chocolate chip brownie whatever, like just like talking about stuff that the audience of creator would watch that and be like, whoa, I'm learning so much about the inner workings of like
that ice cream.
They're just like me for real. I don't know. And that's like, if you want to make content that appeals to an audience opposed to a group of creators, you'd be talking to creators as if you're also both still in creator mode and not necessarily like talking about it in kind of like a meta way like we are right now talking about content in general. Like, I don't think a viewer,
a casual chat,
a casual viewer, yeah, a casual viewer wouldn't be watching this and be like, oh man, like if they, let's say they don't want to be a creator whatsoever, they're watching this and like, I think not as many people would watch this, be like, ah, this is like, this is so me. Oh man, I'm a huge fan of this person, and also this is so me. Especially when you're just talking about content. I think I watched a Koi video about VidCon, and I think he brought up a lot of the same. He brought up a lot of the same points, just generally about how there's this divide between viewers and creators now, and how creators talk to viewers. Creators talk to viewers now as if they're like a mentor trying to teach every single person they're watching on how to be a creator. And it used to not be that way. It used to be, we're doing this meetup because you guys love our content and we want to give you another take on our content in a different form. Like, let's say you get to see your favorite creator being themselves live, right? Now it's, you get to see your favorite creator completely out of character talking about their analytics. And it's just been that like, that shift in like how we talk to people that I think is weird as well. I think we should be talking to the people who watch our videos as if they are fans and not fellow creators, because there is a definite, like, there's a difference in the content that people like viewing. And I don't know, it's really hard for me to verbalize in the moment, but I think you kind of get what I mean.
I think with, I guess it's once again me picking myself up here, but like I said, the only way I can relate to stuff is through Inside MC. It's all I really have. I pride myself in the fact of, we can sit down and have this conversation about shorts and about how we feel about creators and all this kind of jazz. I think we've still done an amazing job of making it very listener friendly. So like, I've have people who watch my streams, and like, I mean, I can name drop Shiny Dude Vegetable. Like, I know they're listening to this podcast. Maybe not the specific segment, but I know they're listening to like most of the podcasts, because they do the timestamps. Oh, like, sorry, they go through the timestamps. I do the timestamps myself.
For sure.
Anyways, basically, like, I've had them talk to me in streams before, and they're like, you talk about the inner workings of YouTube, you'll have people who come on and talk about YouTube, but we do it in a very, very nice way of they're hearing it from you specifically. So it's about content creation, but it's not about the meta, it's not about how to grow, it's not about how to do this perfectly. Like, we haven't talked about how to make the perfect video. We haven't gone into depth of why the Melian video got 300,000 views. We hinted it, but we made it still very viewer friendly to the point where just having a general chat. And we're content creators, so we're going to talk about content. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I'm interviewing you as a content creator, not as a person.
I love having those kind of chats of like stuff about the content, and not necessarily about the like how the content did well, but just like, oh yeah, your content did well. I really like this part of your video. Stuff like that. I don't know. I just think that's like a really fun way of approaching things that doesn't seem as businessy, you know? And I love that sort of thing. It's really fun to just like lay back and like, or not lay back, but just sit back and just like enjoy your time, you know, as opposed to having to like overanalyze stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I don't mean to keep cutting you off. It's like how you said you listened to the Rake Rap podcast, for example. Like, we talked about...
like the Kiad allegations.
Yeah, exactly. But we talked about something to do with content. I think about like his hardcore series. Instead of going into depth of like, oh, you're doing it with no armor. How was that most optimized? How did that do perfectly? I just said, oh, I like this. Yeah. It was a fun concept. This was a cool concept. And we talked a little bit about the video. So it was still viewer friendly, but also got hints of why it did well. Instead of like just why it did well.
Yeah, I think that's where... I look back at some conversations I've had with people and think, I'm a bit too introspective for my own good. I want to just like let my hair down and just relax. But I have so much like tension, you know, that it's hard to like sit there and be like, how do I say this?
Yeah, I'm interested to see where you're going here now, actually.
It's hard for me to relax when I'm talking about my own content or other people's content. It's kind of like a mental thing.
You're just a content creator who's looking to grow. That's why. That's all that is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. It's a struggle for everyone. And I think once you learn how to kick back and just not think about analytics all the time and not think about how things do well, and still be able to do those quite effectively, not thinking about it as much, that's when you're actually gonna like be enjoying yourself.
In my way of wording it, It's like how I've reached out to content creators. Like, Inside MC has become a thing of, it's so clear that it's passion. And so many people have turned around and be like, how do you only have 2,000 subscribers, but you've got like Rec Rap on or Einberg or Bursty Plays? Like, you know, a lot of people are asking how I've got these people on with such low subscribers. It's like, because I've kind of gotten to the point in content creation where, or like at least with Inside MC, where people see the passion. So I've been able to kick back and invite people in the right way to get them involved. But I don't have the stats or analytics to kind of fall back on or like prove why I should have them on, as opposed to just making fun content like now. It's offering a chat. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think I wish I could rewind the last 55 minutes and have this mindset. I feel like I had a bit of a mindset shift even like halfway through this interview. I started to realize I was going off the freaking rails.
But none of just what like... you were saying was a problem. I would have.
I know. No, of course.
You're just passionate about content and you do an amazing job. I think it's fun to see the change of going from, okay, we've had our talk strictly about content as a content creator, to now let's just have a little chit chat about content. Like, it's a nice shift, I mean, and it's needed.
This has been a thing since I was a kid, is when I'm having a conversation with someone and they bring up something I'm super passionate about, I just go off. I just start yapping. But like, I feel like I need to, I don't know. I don't want to be too self-negative about it, but having like that control over switching into that yapping mode, I don't know. I need a little more self-control over that. I'm not saying anything I'd said was necessarily wrong or anything, of course, but it's just like knowing when, like, when I'm starting to get super into a topic I'm talking about, and then I start going off on a tangent, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's happening again. I'm doing it again. And I'm just like watching it play off. Like I'm watching like a train derail in slow motion. I'm like, oh no.
I mean, that's why That's why I offer this podcast for you to come and talk, because it lets you get how you're feeling out there and lets people listen.
You're letting me derail my train live.
Exactly. See, and it's a good incredible. Thing. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing, because it's been thing. Fun
it's
to like, hear
it's
it.
Incredible. I love it.
Something that I was going to bring up at the start, and this is when I said this line earlier, I was about to bring it up and then it just kind of failed again, so I'm gonna make sure I get the answer this time. Why the name Bursty? What's the deal with that?
Oh, Frick. That's okay. I can give you the abbreviated story, or I can give you the story that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Give me both.
You want me to give you like, okay, I'll start with the abbreviated, see if you can kind of understand.
Okay.
See if you can kind of understand from the abbreviated context. I had a folder, I don't remember why I named it on my desktop when I was a kid, called Project Burst. And I used to be called, like Zilla Games YT back then. I don't know why. Like, because my dad, like, that was back when, like, the first Godzilla movie came out, the first American Godzilla movie came out, like, the legendary Godzilla, and I think he had come up with the concept of me, like, recreating trailer in Minecraft as a kid. It's like, oh, man, I just made this Godzilla skin. I put so much effort into this. I should use this and make a channel called Zilla Games. Needless to say, that didn't work out too well, considering I was still quite squeaky at that point. I mean, I'm still a bit squeaky, but I was a squeaker. And I think my content approach was not in any sense optimized for anybody, including myself. I watched back my videos and I was like, oh, this sucks. Ship it. Upload it. Like, this is mid. Let's put it up on YouTube. I barely edited this. Let's go. But needless to say, I had this like grand idea of an impending rebrand. I put it on my desktop, and it was a folder called Project Burst, and it had like an old logo and stuff like that. And I switched to it at one point. I scrapped everything. I actually deleted a lot of my old videos, which I have never found again. That's lost media now. Pretty much like a majority of my old videos from 2013 to 2014 are lost media now. Lost media. I cannot find it. I literally scoured my old hard drives. That stuff is just gone. My entire like upbringing of content is just disappeared now. It really sucks, because I wanted to look back and be like, oh wow, that was me back then. But no, this Project Burst folder was the beginning of Burst. That was me for the longest time, which is Burst. And then it became Burst SMG. The SMG actually stood for Super Mario Galaxy. Don't ask why. And then I think a few years ago, I think around maybe 2018 or 2019, that's when I switched to Bursty. I don't think it means anything. It just sounds cool. I don't even know why I spelt it this way. But yeah, I'm Bursty.
That's
I don't
a whole
really know.
Story. Okay. And that's the abbreviated version.
That's the abbreviated one.
Oh God. Okay. I'm scared to hear the full-on one.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you the full-on one, considering that was the abbreviated one. I would probably run out of breath in my lungs.
Okay. Yeah. No, the abbreviated one works. And then now we have Bursty Plays.
We have Bursty Plays now.
And then Sarah is just
I don't really call myself Bursty Plays. It's still just Bursty. The ad is Bursty
Plays.
plays.
No one calls you Bertie. Yeah, I'd be shocked if anyone called you Bertie Plays. When I invited you on the podcast, I just sent you on Twitter names. I called you Sarah, which is just a name. Sarah Bursty. Lewis Fulham.
That's true. That's my last name. Bursty is my last name.
Like Lewis Fulham.
Changing it to Bursty. Oh, yeah. Is he legally changing his last name to Lewis Fulham?
it's like Smalllandan. They've legally changed their last name to Minecraft.
Whoa. That's crazy.
They actually have. Did you know that?
Who did?
Smalllandan
Minecraft. Oh, my gosh.
No, their first name is... I actually can't remember what their first name is. Oh, God. They told me on the podcast.
But yeah, Minecraft.
their legal last name is actually Minecraft because they were going to... they wanted to win a best Minecraft stream of the year, like the
That's
second time
around.
So they changed their name to Minecraft, so it's technically legit, but
it's like that bit in Community. It's like that bit in Community where that guy renamed himself to Subway. I don't know if anyone will get that reference.
No, I get the reference. I get a reference.
Yeah, because that guy named himself Subway, and then later on he renamed himself to like Honda or something.
if you could rename your surname to anything in the world with no consequence, what would it be?
I don't want to get rid of my surname. I like my surname.
The birthday. Got you. Okay. That's
my actual last name. I like my actual last name.
Yeah, which is Bursty, no?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, don't look into it.
No, I'm not looking. Don't worry. I'm not planning.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, I was
I'm
actually going to end this podcast and go on a big hunt. You've earned it now. Thanks for that, I guess. Whatever.
Oh, man. Yeah, my address is going to be on Google Images.
Oh, okay. All right. Enough for now. None of that. Some of we've hinted at it. We did the thing where we talk about it at the start and then, you know, talk about it. Let's talk about the farming 100 million melons in Minecraft. Woo, it's that time.
Yeah, we definitely actually got 100 million. That's definitely what happened.
Why did you make that video?
I made that video because I knew it would get a lot of views. And I was like...
Okay, why were you involved in the project then, I guess, instead?
Oh, yeah, RecRap DM'd me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just DM'd me. I'd made a couple thumbnails for him. I guess wanted to get a bunch of people to help with the project, so he invited me. And yeah, I guess that's kind of where everything started for me. I do have a couple secrets about that melon video. A couple things I didn't tell anyone before.
What a podcast.
Do you want me to just tell you? You just want me to tell you straight up what happened?
Wait, can I keep in the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh my God, lore. Yes, please.
Okay. I actually got, I think, like $100 for having one of the top playtimes on the server when the melons farms finally stopped at day 100.
Why did you get money?
Because from the beginning of the challenge, there was a little internal challenge to whoever had the most playtime would get money at the end of it. And there was like a pool of money from both RecRap and I think a few other people, whoever contributed to the pool. But I ended up being, I think, the third or fourth most, I think it was third highest playtime behind RecRap and someone else. And I ended up getting $100 for it.
Could you not have just AFK'd?
I wasn't AFKing. I was just like straight up playing.
But
like,
I'm saying, couldn't you have just done that? And then...
No, because they were being super strict about if you were AFKing, you'd have to either leave or... If you're just going to the bathroom or grabbing something, that's one thing. But I was basically, I no-lifed for 2 days straight. Like, my entire waking hours, I think I spent like 19 hours straight playing Minecraft. 2 days. It was unreal. From sunrise to sunset, I was playing Minecraft.
How many melons did you get?
13 million.
Oh, geez, you were close.
We're so close to 100. Yeah.
It's basically 100.
Basically 100 million. Yeah, no. What I will say is we may be doing a reattempt.
You are. It's not maybe. I've been told you are.
Yeah, we are.
Don't worry, this has been said, I think, on the podcast.
I don't know. If RecRap is watching this, when are you putting out the melon video? You said to me you were doing it like 3 months after we finished recording. That was April. So that should have come out like July, and now it's late August, and you still hasn't.
RecRap, inside MC listener. No, yeah.
Yeah, to all RecRaps out there. Hi. Hello.
Because you listen to every single podcast I upload, RecRap. You just never comment for some bizarre reason. So.
Shut up, Parker. Anyway,
what about your other videos then? I guess for someone who has just seen the title and thumbnail and hasn't watched the video and has no clue what it is, what is the surviving a corrupted Minecraft world and then beating Minecraft in a completely straight line? Why does it have the numbers 1 and 2 on them?
All right, that is the World Gen series.
Okay.
Okay, you may be wondering. What is World Gen series? Well, dear viewer, let me tell you, the World Gen series is a series where I do different world gens and try and beat the game with the different world gens. That's it.
That's so it wasn't anticlimactic. That was so climactic.
Yeah, I was climactic. I was about to say something.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say. No. This is a no. That's bad.
No, bad Bursty.
Bad Bursty. Bad. Whoa.
Bad Bursty. Bad.
Ah! like Dobby in Harry Potter. Bad Dobby, bad Dobby, bad Dobby. It starts like banging your head on the desk.
Bad person.
What a great bit. Oh, man. No, when are we going to get number three?
Oh, I should be recording that this afternoon, actually.
Oh, lore. Yeah. It won't come out before the podcast, though, will it? This podcast comes out next Wednesday.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't know. Probably not next Wednesday. If it does, then, like, holy crap, I locked in. But no, probably not.
It's unlikely. Locking is unlikely, sadly. What's your favorite content you've made? And it doesn't even have to be on your channel. It can be something you've been involved in. Like, what's your favorite video that you have been involved in anyway? You can't say Melon's just because he has the most viewed. It has to have a reason behind it. It can genuinely be your answer.
It is one of my favorites, but... Beating Minecraft with no terrain featuring Recrap 2. I really like that one. You want to know why? Because he is the best recording partner a human could ever have. He carries every single conversation. He carries every single recording. Dude is an unstoppable beast when it comes to just being good in recording. He is born and bred for content. He has content in his genes. And I'm not talking his pants. I'm talking his DNA, boy. He is cracked. And I'm not just talking cracked at Minecraft. I'm talking cracked at existing. He is like a personality. He doesn't like that personality that he has in his recordings. That's just him. He doesn't put on like a personality or anything for his videos. It's just how he is. It's terrifying to know that like somewhere out there right now, Recrap is doing something with his traditional Recrap personality. Like as we speak, he is rapidly Recrapping like right now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's a crazy. Recrap is always Recrap, no matter what Recrap does.
Exactly. It's crazy. It's actually terrifying to think that out there somewhere, right now, Recrap is just being himself.
That can go for anyone. And somewhere out there after this podcast, or when this podcast releases, Fussy is out there being themselves.
I'm out there being slightly depressed.
Whoa!
We got this, fellas.
You're on a podcast. Be happy.
Push through. What? I'm trying to be motivational here.
No, but you're on a podcast. Be happy.
Yay!
Are you not happy to be on the podcast?
I am happy to be on the podcast.
Exactly. See, so no,
I'm just talking about my general real life.
Yeah, no, but this is going to make you happy from like forever.
Yeah, this will make me happy forever. I really appreciate this. This is like therapy, but better.
I actually am thinking about going back to college to study psychology.
Inside MC is like therapy, but better. If you watch every Inside MC video, you will gain therapy.
I think I do a pretty good job of like comforting the listeners.
Yeah.
I think I could genuinely be a therapist.
You could be.
Do you want me to give you therapy right now?
No.
Maybe not on the podcast. We can do it after.
Maybe later. We can schedule a therapy session later.
All right, lads. Welcome back to Inside Tea, the part of the podcast where we do therapy. Woo!
Yay!
Let's go. Okay, no, I'm not becoming a therapist. Sorry. I have talked to people and people confide in me sometimes, but I'm not a trained professional.
Sometimes I feel.
Oh, that's it. Just sometimes you feel. Got you. No, I agree. Sometimes I feel as well.
Sometimes I have feelings. Sometimes those feelings become other feelings.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel.
Why did you get into content creation? Great transition.
Bro, I kind of just was born and I was like watching Minecraft YouTubers from as early as I could. Never since, I've just wanted to do exactly what they did. That's pretty much it. I've just always wanted to do it from like square one of consciousness. So I guess it's just my be all end all.
That's fair. Yeah. Oh, with that being said, then I think we've done a good job of covering everything. Unless there's anything else you want to speak about before we get into the Twitter questions, or have we done a good job?
You know, Canada geese are very evil. Now let's go on to the next section.
Why are they evil?
Oh, you know why they're evil. They're
I'm English.
They're disgusting.
Fair enough. That's a good response. So moving on. Twitter questions.
Yeah. I love Twitter. I don't. I mean, I love my friends on Twitter, but like Twitter, the platform.
Twitter is good for
kind of cut back. Yeah. Anything. You can have too much of a good thing. Twitter is definitely.
Yeah, I don't really use Twitter outside of Inside MC and doing the average shit posts on Instant Orbits.
Occasionally, I just go on my @Bursty account on Twitter and just tweet the word Bursty.
That's respectable, actually. I like that.
I'm not even joking. If you go to @Bursty right now, you'll see every single tweet is just me saying Bursty. I'm not even joking.
I think one time I made an account which I was just tweeting something the exact same image every single day, but I got bored of it. I can't remember it.
I don't stick to a schedule. I just do it whenever I feel like it. It's been a fun ride so far. Saying bursty over and over and over and over.
Well, on the Sarah Bursty account, you quote retweeted the tweet, and you added in the comments for people not to reply to it. People replied to it.
And then people replied to it. Let's reply to those questions.
So the first one comes from Hunted Bobo.
Bobo,
will you play RuneScape?
This is an answer only Bobo will understand. Bank it.
Okay, and I don't want context either. I only want Bobo to know what that means. I don't want to know what that means. So that's question one answered. The second one is them trying to promote their S&P, so I'm not even gonna acknowledge that.
Oh, isn't that the one that's just called the S&P?
Okay, I literally just said I'm not acknowledging. You know, I'm muting that.
I'm gonna be real. I don't actually think that there's an S&P called the S&P. I think they're just like shitposting.
It could be, you know.
I think they're honestly just joking around. I do not believe there's an S&P.
I think
they're just joking.
Right.
Yeah.
I respect it. It's like that one time I tweeted on Inside MC, who wants to join the Inside MC S&P, and it's basically an S&P where everyone roleplays as like podcast hosts, and I got many replies saying people wanted to join. It's not a real S&P, so nobody can actually join. I don't plan to. Maybe one day I'll make Inside MC S&P. I reckon I could farm content. I've had loads of S&P people on the podcast now. I just don't want to be bothered.
Only thing I like farming is melons.
I'd say 100 million of them, but you only did 13, so 13 melons.
Are there any other questions, possibly?
No, there are questions. Don't worry. We could get into it. We're just having a little chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
So bloody fast.
Sorry.
All right, this is in reply to the actual tweet. So this one's from Siphon, who you applied to MTC Rising with, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
So I'm an aspiring creator. Hold up. Let's just see how many subscribers this aspiring creator has. Only 219K.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're still growing.
Small creator. Yeah, still small growing creator.
I mean, their most recent video is literally unsubscribes. They're trying to be a small creator again. I respect it, I guess. They asked, I've lost the question. Here it is. What do you think is more important to succeed these days? Brushing your teeth with an alien wrench or parachuting into a toaster?
Parachuting into a toaster, I think.
Why?
You gotta get toasty.
No, I respect it. What about brushing your teeth with a toaster or parachuting into an alien wrench?
Ooh, I would brush my teeth with a toaster, especially if plugged in.
To stay toaster.
And I'm brushing my teeth in the bath.
This next one is from Blinky MC.
Blincy.
Oh, Blincy. Sorry, apologies.
That's all right. No one pronounces it right.
When will the Canucks win the Stanley Cup?
Oh, no. Here's a fun thing. For those of you who aren't Vancouver Canucks fans, we have never won the Stanley Cup once in our entire history. It's kind of sad, really. In the history of the NHL, the Canucks have not won the Stanley Cup. In 2011, we got super close. And then we didn't. And then there was a riot.
One of the worst riots in Canadian history. Up from the Cars universe.
No, that's the Piston Cup.
No, but I'm saying the Stanley Cup.
You did what in his cup?
You did what on his cup, also?
You did what in his cup?
No, I'm just saying it still sounds like. What is the Stanley Cup, anyways? What is the Stanley Cup?
It's not that thing that Gen Z girls like putting ice cream into. It's like a trophy.
But what sport?
Hockey. Let me send a picture of it for reference. Here's the Stanley Cup. Just like flash that on screen like a freaking FNAF jump scare.
I don't edit images on screen. I can't be bothered.
All right, chat.
No one gets to see it. Just search up Stanley Cup.
Just look up Stanley Cup. It's not the one with the straw in it. It's the shiny
Stanley
one.
Cup hockey. There you go.
It's
not the cup with a hockey emoji on it. It's the actual trophy.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup hockey trophy.
It's a cool looking trophy. I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty cool looking trophy.
Yeah,
it has a lot of history in it.
Yeah,
for sure.
The next one then comes from Xiphon again. They've decided to come back.
Whoa, small creator. I'm down to answer any small creators' questions.
They've actually asked proper questions this time, which is always fun.
Oh, let's go.
Number one, who was your favorite YouTuber to work with in terms of videos and thumbnails?
It's going to make me feel bad because I have to choose a specific person. Mogswamp.
That's so hard. I can't believe you didn't say Rekrap.
So difficult. So difficult. Okay, I have not really done that much work for Rekrap, I'm going to be honest. I've done a couple of things for him. He is really good. If I had worked for him, if I had more of a rapport with him in terms of actual like thumbnails or like editing or whatever, I would definitely pick him. But Mogswamp is someone that I regularly work with, and he's awesome.
He's
so nice.
A bunch of creators.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I mean, it all kind of started with a call on a server called Creator Club. with Radoons. I made a thumbnail for his Earthbound SMP video. Ever since, word of mouth has caused me to work with every single other creator that I've worked with, stemming from that Radoons thumbnail. Actually insane.
Fair enough. The next one then is, what is your favorite slash least favorite part about being in a Minecraft YouTuber?
So my least favorite thing.
Yeah.
Did it say most as well or no?
Yeah, what is your favorite and least favorite part?
Okay. I'd say my favorite part is being able to upload and just like sitting there seeing how it does, you know, just like the anticipation. I would say that's also the worst. That's also the worst thing.
Yeah, because you have to have this like time, and then when it uploads, you're like, is this going to do well? Is it going to do bad? And then you have to upload like a certain time, a certain day, and you can't just upload whenever you want. And it's also fun to upload because I like uploading, and it's this and that. I get you. I agree.
Yeah.
They also asked, what are your thoughts on penguins?
Oh, I love penguins.
Right.
Penguins. Yeah, I give two bursty thumbs up for penguins.
How many? What's the max bursty thumbs up you can get?
Three. Don't ask how.
I wasn't planning to. But what about me? How many thumbs up do I get?
2.5.
I'll take that. How do I make it 3?
Oh, you can't.
Oh, okay. That's fair. I'll take then 2.5.
It's like very, very strict. Very strict regulation.
Does Mog Swarm get 3?
Bursty thumbs up. Mog Swamp gets 2.9.
And then their final one is, are there any creators you really want to meet online or IRL?
Creators that I want to meet IRL. Frick. I mean, all of my friends pretty much are awesome.
Yeah, well, fair enough. The next one then comes from YouTuber Official. How important do you think editing is to a video?
It only matters if it is complementary to the actual overall idea of the video. Just like general, like, I don't know, just like if you present yourself well in the video and have a good idea, you can work off of that.
Okay, nice. That's a good answer. We're kind of just storming through these. This is great. I don't really know how to like build on the Twitter questions. They're not questions I'm asking. They're like just, you know, it's just like question, answer kind of bit. Next one is from Flame. What's the number one tip you could give to someone who wants to grow their channel this year?
Just be yourself. Like, be genuine. Try and like watch people who are also doing similar stuff to you. Because I guarantee you there is someone who's doing something at least somewhat similar to you in the way you want to present your content. Just unabashedly try and figure out what makes their content tick and apply it to yourself. That's just step one. It's baby steps. It's going to take you a while to figure it out. And I don't think any one person has the ultimate answer for you on how to do it right. Even me. Just work at it. Like, find so many different perspectives to learn from, because otherwise you're not going to get the full picture.
That's fair.
Pretty much it.
And then there are two more. I'm going to ask two more. Or maybe three. We'll see. This one is from Dummy_Flowey. How to out pizza the hut.
Actually, Little Caesars. Listen, hot take. Little Caesars is actually really good.
Never tried it, sadly. The next one then comes from Watto.
Watto.
When do we jump out of the large wooden house? I've been in here for 12 days.
Sorry. I don't know if I'm going to let them out.
Why are they just going to send horse? I respect it.
Listen, like, I've kind of abandoned the Trojan horse method. You guys, you can just roll on home.
Do you listen to much like music, like theater music?
Which music?
Theater.
No.
I was going to say, if you should listen to Epic the Musical. Very, very good. About Odysseus's ride home after the Trojan War, like his journey home.
I'm not quite sure.
And then...
I'm not, like, into that sort of thing.
That's fair. You don't have to. I was just giving it as a recommendation. And then the final one comes from Fulham. Opinions on this dog.
Oh, is it the one that's, like, I'm, like, eating your hamburger like a real hamburger?
I think, like Spanish. That's probably what it says, yeah.
Yeah. That's a silly gif. I give it 3 bursty thumbs up.
Oh, so that gets 3.
Yeah.
With that being said, then, that sadly brings the end of this week's midweek MC.
Nah. Hey. I mean, we'll get more someday.
One day, when Midweek MC returns after, like, well, I mean, it's all going on break just yet, but you're always welcome back at one point if you're interested.
Yeah, no, for sure. If you ever have a cool idea, let me know.
Of course. Before I do the outro here, though, I always like to give this opportunity for you to promote yourself.
I'm Bursty. That's it.
Your name will be in the title so people can hunt you down from there.
Guys.
And YouTube and Twitch in the description.
I mean, I'll be in the comments probably saying something silly like, hello, I'm Bertie. I don't know. That's it. I have nothing to promote except I'm Bursty. Hello.
I respect it. But with that being said, this has been this week's Midweek MC. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe.
Oh. Actually, sorry, one last thing to promote.
Okay.
Shout out Simple Flips.
Fair enough. Any reason why or just because you felt like it?
Yeah, shout out Simple Flips.
Okay. Well, with that being said, stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Pieces.
Yeah, all bread in moderation.